This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we bring this series called Building My Life on Values That Last to a close, Rick takes a final look at how to apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get the brand new set of 52 Bible verse memorization cards for this series called Building My Life on Values That Last. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com. If you want, you can connect with us by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Showing Fairness.
Suffering does not automatically produce character. It only builds character if you choose to respond to it in the right way. As an example of somebody who's responded to the unfair situation events of life and remained sweet and actually has grown through these experiences, and I wanted you to hear her story today, would you give her a warm welcome? Go for it. One more time. Be praying for you.
As a child and a teenager, I lived a fairly normal life. And at the age of 19, I was in love and engaged to be married. Just as I was ready to be married, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I quickly learned that life isn't always fair. There was no good reason for why this was happening to me. It was simply unfair. In spite of this shocking news, our wedding happened as scheduled, and Tim and I were married. As time passed, our love produced two beautiful daughters, Carrie and Kobe. My girls are the most valuable gifts given to me from God. Although my health continued to deteriorate, I was determined to not let my limitations stop our family from enjoying life to the fullest. Our family was quite a team. But inside myself, I was fighting a bigger battle. I was totally driven to hide my inadequacies from my husband. I didn't want to be a burden to him. So I became very creative, and I learned to mask my pain in order to maintain a normal, active lifestyle. During the progression of my disease, I went from using a cane to using a walker, and now using a wheelchair. At each stage, it didn't seem fair. Then one day, my husband was injured in a water skiing accident, which left him temporarily disabled too. Now we were both in wheelchairs. To Tim, this really seemed unfair. Why was God allowing this? But oddly enough, at that moment, our circumstances seemed to be very fair to me. It was a one time in our marriage when I felt we were equal. I fondly remember coming home with groceries and loading them on the back of our wheelchairs and then racing to the front door to see who could get in the house first. Shortly after Tim's recovery, I was given a glimmer of hope about my health. I was allowed to try an experimental treatment that was supposed to put my MS into remission. However, the treatment was unsuccessful. In fact, all it did is make things worse. The stress and the burden of these experiences caused a great strain on our marriage. At this vulnerable moment, another woman entered Tim's life. She was able to give to Tim what I no longer could. A divorce concluded our marriage. Once again, circumstances that I could not control conspired against me. It has now been 8 years since my divorce. During this time, God has taught me many wonderful lessons, and all the while, He has been by my side, leading me and softening my heart. The first lesson I've learned is that the only way to freedom and contentment when faced with unfairness is forgiveness. I cannot hold on to my hurt and be happy at the same time. The second lesson I've learned is to keep my eyes on God, not my unfair circumstances. Throughout the years, my recipe for handling unfairness has been to look beyond the frustrating problems and look into God's loving eyes and feel His comforting arms. Honestly, I don't think anyone can handle the major heartbreaks in life without trusting God. You may survive the hurt without Him, but you won't grow without Him helping you. A third lesson I've learned is to allow other people that God brings into my life to help me. God never meant for us to be totally independent of each other. When you can't do even the simplest tasks, you learn the value of other people. Another lesson I've learned is to keep stepping out in faith. You have to take risks. You can't pull back into a shell with your hurt. In spite of your limitations, in spite of my limitations, God has helped me manage a home, finances, and raise my two teenage daughters. Finally, I've learned the importance of maintaining a joyful attitude and appreciating God's goodness to me in so many ways. In closing, I want to say something to those of you who are feeling lonely or discouraged or rejected or feeling like life has treated you unfairly. No matter what you are going through right now, if you will give your life and your situation to Jesus, He will turn it around and use it for good in your life. As the Bible says, God will make all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. Thank you.
You probably haven't gone through what Donna did, but you've gone through some unfair experiences in life, and you've thought, why me, God? What does God want you to do when you face the inevitable injustices of life? Because they are going to come. He wants you to do three things. Number one, accept it gracefully. Accept it gracefully with God's grace. Don't be surprised when people treat you unfairly. Jesus said it's going to happen. He says, in the world, you will have trouble. And we live in a fallen world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
One of the most popular study resources we've ever offered would have to be our Bible verse scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them, and we've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in this series. And if you'd like to get one of our equally popular Daily Hope scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available, along with the Bible verse cards, at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Request yours today by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. And remember, when you sign up for convenient automated monthly billing, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
What does God want you to do when you face the inevitable injustices of life? Because they are going to come. He wants you to do three things. Number one, accept it gracefully. Accept it gracefully with God's grace. Don't be surprised when people treat you unfairly. Jesus said it's going to happen. He says, in the world, you will have trouble. And we live in a fallen world. And the Bible tells us this. Don't be surprised at the terrible trouble which comes to test you. Don't think that something strange is happening to you. But be happy that you are sharing in Christ's suffering so that you will be full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. What's he saying here? He's saying you cannot prevent people from hurting you. You're going to be hurt, but you can choose your response. And so you should see every injustice, every unfair thing, when they got that and I didn't get that. What made them deserve it? I deserve this. Instead, you are to accept it gracefully rather than becoming bitter or complaining or whatever. Use it as an opportunity to develop character. Number two, respond lovingly. Respond particularly to the people who hurt you. Respond to the offender lovingly. Now, when somebody hurts you, they expect you to retaliate. They expect you to seek revenge. When somebody hurts you, they expect you to fight back and try to hurt them. And God says, I want you to do the exact opposite thing of what they expect. You take the moral high ground. And instead of returning tit for tat, evil for evil, bad for bad, he says, I want you to not try to get even. But you take the moral high ground and you return love to the very people who hurt you, who are unfair to you. Jesus said it like this in Matthew 5, love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you. Why do you do that? Because God tells you to, and because it keeps them from controlling you. One of the great scientists that America's ever produced was Booker T. Washington. And as a black man who lived years ago, obviously he went through many injustices and unfairnesses of life. And one of the quotes that I've never forgotten, that I've always admired him for, was this. He said, I will never allow another man to control my life by allowing him to make me hate him. That's good. That's really good. I will now never allow somebody else to control my emotions by letting them control me in such a way that they make me hate them. He said, I don't have to hate. That's a choice. I can't control the unfairnesses that happen to me, but I'm not going to be a bitter person. I want to be a better person. And I'm not going to let you control my emotions through resentment or hatred. And so I'm going to choose to respond in a loving way. Now, don't misunderstand me. When I say respond to the offender lovingly, that does not mean you continue to allow injustice. On the contrary, we are to lovingly seek justice. We are to work for justice in the world without retaliating, without getting revenge, without seeking to get even, and without trying to hurt the people who've hurt us. Lovingly seek justice. A good example is Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln loved the Confederate States, but he wasn't about to let them continue in slavery. He lovingly sought justice. A more contemporary example would be Martin Luther King, who said, we're not going to fight the evil people who've done things to us. We are going to use nonviolent confrontation, passive, loving resistance. We are going to overcome evil with good. They use whips on us. They put us in jail. They use guns. We're not going to do that. We're going to overcome evil with good. We will return love for the very people who have done evil to us. That's what it means to be like Jesus Christ. Now, as Christians, we have to fight for justice. Look at the next verse, Jeremiah 22. Be fair-minded. Do what is right. Help those in need of justice. In fact, we are to be more concerned about justice for others than for ourselves. Proverbs 29, verse 7 says, the righteous care about justice. And Proverbs 16 says, there on your outline, the Lord demands fairness in every business deal. So what's he saying? He's saying, even when everybody else around you is unfair, you be fair. Even when everybody else around you is ripping off each other, society, the government, and anybody else, you maintain your integrity You take the moral high ground. You be fair. You do like that great theologian Spike Lee says, do the right thing. Do the right thing. I accept it gracefully. I respond lovingly. And number three, I wait for God's help expectantly. I wait for God's help expectantly. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, a person might have to suffer, even when it's unfair. But if he thinks of God and stands the pain, God is pleased. God is pleased. Now, when you are going through an unjust period, believe me, God's on your side. There is no sin that God judges harsher, except maybe pride, than that of injustice. And all through the Bible, God says, I cannot stand it when people are treated unjustly, when they are treated unfairly. I will defend the oppressed. I will care for those who are treated unfairly. All through Scripture, God has a special heart for people who are treated unfairly, because He is a God of justice. And He hears your cry, and He sees your pain, and He knows you were shafted, you were hurt, you were put down, you didn't get what you thought you deserved. But He has a plan, too. You see, folks, life is kind of like photography. You start with a negative, but you can develop it into a positive. When you take a picture, you snap that camera, you don't have a picture. All you have is a negative. How do you turn a negative into a positive? You take it into a development room, and you shine a light through it on some photographic paper, and it becomes a positive. And when you shine the light on it, you get a full-color picture. Now, you have been dealt some negatives in life. Solomon looks around, and he says, you know, I took 5 snapshots of life, and my conclusion is negative. But when you shine the light of God's love through your circumstance, and you begin to see what God is doing, that He's working on your character, He can turn it into a beautiful picture. You can develop a beautiful picture with the light of God's love in your life. If you don't, you will become bitter, cynical, sarcastic, mean-spirited, and your heart will shrink and shrivel and die. So what does God want me to do while I'm waiting on Him to settle the score? 1 Peter 4:19. If you're suffering according to God's will, keep on doing what is right. And trust yourself to the God who made you, for He will never fail you. Now let me wrap it up with this. You're never going to get an explanation for a lot of the things that have happened in your life that you feel are unfair. At least not in this life. When you get to heaven, you can understand what's going on. But you're not going to get an God does not owe you an explanation for why one person gets this and you get this. He does not owe you an explanation. The good news is, I don't need an explanation to get on in life. All I need to know is, 1, God loves me. 2, God has my best interest at heart. 3, God has a plan. 4, God is going to settle the score one day. 5, if I trust Him and maintain a right attitude, He's going to reward me eventually. The last verse in your outline. These temporary troubles, the ones you have in this life, are winning for us a permanent reward in eternity for millions of years, all out of proportion to our pain. God is faithful. He will reward you if you have a right response to the unfairness of life and you continue to be fair no matter what else anybody else does. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Father, that you're a God of justice. Thank you that you're going to settle the score one day. And Father, I want to thank you that you don't just give us justice, but you give us mercy. If you gave us what we deserve, none of us would even be here today. And none of us would stand a chance of getting into a perfect heaven. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Now, why don't you pray? Say, God, you know the hurts that I feel. You know the things that have happened in my life that I resent, that I wish were different and I've complained about. And I want to ask you to forgive me. Thank you that you can use the problems in my life to build character. So today I ask you to help me to start responding in the right way. When I'm treated unfairly, would you help me to accept it gracefully, to not become bitter, but become better? And help me to respond lovingly to people who hurt me, and to be fair-minded and to do what's right regardless of what anybody else does. Help me to be fair in every business deal. And help me to wait for you expectantly, to keep on doing what's right, realizing that there will be a reward all out of proportion to my pain that I will get to enjoy for eternity. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, ask him, Jesus Christ, come into my life and make yourself real to me and become the master, the manager of my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, one of the things that you ask us about the most here on Daily Hope are the Bible memorization cards. We get a lot of requests for them, so Pastor Rick has added another deck of 52 scripture cards based on Bible verses to go along with our current series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Friends, one of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is, we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. We'll send you the Building My Life on Values That Last Bible memorization cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. And when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Call 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.